This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
How about we go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. So happy to be with you each and every Tuesday. I take over this mic for war, and I am raw and unfiltered, just like this show, and just like Wayne. And what's interesting is last Tuesday, 2 hours after I got off the air and Wayne took the air of Newsmax TV, a shot was heard around the world when Donald Trump retweeted Wayne's segment on Newsmax. And so he's gotten a lot of flashback, as they say, good and bad, and that's all. Always good, because whenever we take to the mic here on this show or wherever we're at, we always make sure that we bring the heat. And that is one of the reasons why I love that saying, if they can't see the light, make them feel the heat. And that is a quote of Ronald Reagan, one of my sages from the quote-unquote boomer generation. I was raised by the greatest generation, the boomer generation, and I have the utmost respect for this country and this microphone and this audience. Because I love being behind the mic. It is my blowtorch of truth. And I learn so much every single time I am behind this mic. And we love to take your calls, as you always know. That is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, 927-8255. And last week we took some calls. It was a little bit weird, wasn't it, Chris? But I always learn something. So we are a open network, and there's a lot of news going on, especially since last Tuesday. Over the weekend, and actually last week, I went to a couple of events, and it really inspired me as far as what I'm seeing as far as the activists on the ground, not only in Nevada, but from across the country and of all ages and all sexes and all persuasions. And I went to an event, a Women for Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, last Thursday, met some of the fans of this show, specifically one. I hope she's listening. She is a hard worker. She's a former leftist. And when I say leftist, yes, I mean leftists like what is running for the Democrat Party right now, ones who believe that there are 65 genders, ones who believe that they need to tax in order to create jobs, ones who want to put illegal aliens first instead of American citizens, those types of leftists, and also the transgender leftists that are rising up within the Democrat Party. And what's interesting is that she, along with many of my friends who are gay, left the Democrat Party after the Pulse nightclub shooting. And if you'll recall, it was Hillary Clinton who strategically, I guess, or ignorantly, put the shooters, the Islamic terrorist shooters' father behind her while she was campaigning. Where? In Florida. Right down the road from the shooting. Now, a lot of people will say, well, she didn't know. Well, she didn't know. What an idiot. And the thing is, I've worked very close to campaigns, I've followed campaigns, I have walked precincts, I have registered voters, I have worked the phone banks. I know who goes behind a candidate, and especially a presidential candidate. You better be vetted if you're within 10 feet and behind her. So nonetheless, I met a fan of this show, and I said, what was the tipping point for you was the Pulse nightclub shooting? And then she became an amazing right activist, and I saw her at the Women for Trump event. And so the minds are changing. Why? Because not only Trump is changing minds, but the Democrats are changing the minds of many of their former base as they continue to drift so far left. They are leaving a whole swath of middle. Because a majority of us, and a majority of you that listen to talk radio in general, a majority of women, a majority of youth, a majority of, and I won't say Generation Z, because they're still, you know, fomenting in their own self-pity. But a majority of Americans do not believe in the leftist diatribe that is being shoved down our throats, whether it's through the school system or the judicial system or from Washington, D.C. And the very next night after Women for Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle hit it out of the park, I guess she was on the radio show, this radio show, before she came to the event. I had a chance to ask her three questions. She answered, you know, great. Basically, good things are on the horizon, specifically for women. Now, like I said, this women progressive activist now is a woman conservative activist. She happens to be a gay woman activist. And what is in store for women? It doesn't matter if you're gay. It doesn't matter if you're brunette. It doesn't matter if you're a Hispanic woman or a black woman. We don't think much differently than men when it comes to the economy. We like to have money in our pocketbooks. We like to have money so we can put food on the table. We like to have money so we can put a roof over our head. And we just happen to be one of the largest growing demographics of small business owners. And so we are directly impacted by the economy. I don't need to have Women Equality Day like yesterday in order to celebrate some other cultural Marxism, feminism claptrap. Like I'm a victim. You're a victim if you choose to be a victim. 9 times out of 10. And sometimes, you know what? You got some bad stuff that has come your way that has knocked you down. But what's great about this country is that it doesn't matter where you were born or who you were born to, you are afforded an opportunity to rise and rise again. And that is because of our capitalist system. There's not one economic system or economic engine that has ever created more wealth and lifted more people out of poverty than capitalism. Yet the left, the leftists, the ones that are running the Democrat Party, and I've said they've always been leftists. They were just taking little pieces as they could get them. They are always growing bureaucracies. Now we have the EPA because of Nixon. And look, both parties have been subject to crony capitalism and the growth of government. That's one of the reasons why the Tea Party came out of kind of nowhere when Barack Obama came along and said he was going to fundamentally transform our country. We said, taxed enough already, get government out of the way. We don't want Obamacare. And due to Obamacare, we cleaned clacks in 2010 and 2012. And I say we can do that again because we aren't fighting against Obamacare anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We are fighting against something called Medicaid for All or Medicare for All or single payer, whatever sort of euphemistic terminology they'd like to assign to the government hijacking of your private health care system as well as your health. And so if Obamacare was going to save, it was supposed to save all of us, it was supposed to save the uninsured, why do they need to replace it? No one's really talking about it. So what they are talking about is abortion. Abortion. And this is supposed to get the woman's vote, right? Because we're supposed to just vote with our uteri, our ovaries. Get out of our ovaries, get out of our bedroom, but pay for my abortion. Because abortion now is health care, according to the left, and according to Beto O'Rourke, who was challenged on this issue by a pro-life Democrat. There are still some pro-life Democrats. He was asked, you know what, I was basically born on this date. What if my mother decided to abort me the day before my birthday? Did I have a right to live? And Beto O'Rourke basically said, it's your mom's choice. It was the woman's choice. And the crowd went wild. Now, I said, you're one day away from birth, Beto, and the sheeps in the crowd that perhaps weren't listening, and perhaps they were. I don't know which is more scary. But barely a blip of he's barely polling. Okay, Beto is polling, I think it's zero. If you can even poll at zero. I wonder if he'll be in the debates because they just kicked out Tulsi Gabbard. Just kicked her out. Tulsi's gone. to during a bully pulpit event at the College of Charleston in South Carolina on Monday, the former Texas congressman was asked about late-term abortion. My question is this. I was born September 8, 1989, and I want to know if you think on September 7, 1989, my life had no value, a man asked. Of course, I don't think that, and of course, I'm glad that you're here, Beto said. But you referenced my answer in Ohio, and it remains the same. This is a decision that neither you nor I nor the United States government should be making. That's a decision for the women to make. And as I said, the women went wild in the crowd. Now, what I can tell you is that that crowd that he's polling at 0% of, that crowd that loves Beto O'Rourke, obviously is not the majority of this country, nor is it the majority of women. Because the Democrats don't want to debate truly late-term abortion. They don't want to debate Medicare for all. They don't want to debate open borders. And they certainly don't want to debate the fact that they are going to charge us for health care for illegal aliens, and they have the audacity to charge us for insurance. The Democrats penalized each and every one of you if you did not have insurance, and actually penalized you if you did have insurance because your premiums went up. And now those same Democrats are going to tax you to give that same health care free to illegal aliens. The next event I went to was a bunch of millennials. And guess what? Under Charlie Kirk, TPUSA, Students for Trump, that was on Friday or Saturday of last weekend, they are going to sign up 1 million new voters. And that's what it really comes down to, is body at the polls. Well, this body on Wayne Allen Root, this voice will be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganDave.com. Take a look at my website over the break. Go to RootForAmerica.com as well. You'll find all that we're talking about on either one of our websites. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil,
Ford Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I put my 4 kids on it. That's the ultimate testimonial, right? There's no better testimonial in the world. In the world, when you put your kids on it, right? My valuable, wonderful, priceless children are all on Liberty HealthShare. And I've saved $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000 over 3 years that I've been on it in premiums alone. And then when I got kidney stones, they took care of everything. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. The only hospital stay of my life, the only surgery of my life, Liberty HealthShare took care of me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Wow. Starts at $449 a month for a family. Wow. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's not a testimonial. Man, if you're not calling right now, you're nuts. You must be a liberal. 855-58-LIBERTY. Just check it out. I didn't say to join, but if you're not thinking about checking it out, if you're not thinking of switching, man, you got problems. You got emotional problems. You're disconnected from reality. 855-585-4237, 855-58-LIBERTY, or likeyourliberty.com.
And welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Always happy to be with you every single Tuesday at this hour. I open up the show. And like I said, last Tuesday, he closed the show with a huge bang, got the president's attention. And ever since then, our numbers are going through the roof and also some blowback. But we also always like some blowback because that's what you have. That's what happens when you start talking about the basics, the facts.
common sense. The truth, for example. It's not their truth, it's the truth. It's not her truth or my truth, it's the truth. And the truth is that the Democrats don't want to talk about how much all of these policies that they're proposing for bigger, better, more government, we'll take care of you, you poor victim, you, whether you're a poor victim, victimized woman, or a poor victimized minority, or a poor victimized illegal alien, or what have you, you're all victims of the Democrat Party, and they need that. They need the victimization. They need you to be dependent. They need to create the government program that is somehow going to save you from despair, which never really does now, does it? And so they don't want to talk about how much the taxes, you know, because Bill de Blasio, that comrade, that communist, you know, he's bringing comrade back. Did you notice that? I'll see you at the debates, my comrades, right out of the Communist Manifesto. Do we need any more, I don't know, red signals or lights flashing to say, hey, the new communists are much like the old communists. I mean, John Brennan voted for a communist in 1976 instead of Goldwater or even getting behind Reagan, but or the Democrat, John Brennan, got behind a communist. So they don't really, what are they going to do? How are they going to run against a great economy which has propelled more women in 70 years to the top of the food chain, the lowest unemployment amongst women in 70 years, lowest unemployment against Hispanics or with Hispanics, lowest unemployment for Black Americans, lowest unemployment for basically all Americans. How are they going to run against that? Well, they're going to use, of course, their old standby race card when they got to dust that off, which is nearly every day. But they could also use the Federal Reserve. And, you know, I was no huge Ron Paul fan. Okay, and I know there's a lot of Ron Paulians or whatever you call yourselves now out there. I do like his son. I think he makes a lot of great points when it comes to foreign policy. He's not so much of an isolationist, nor is Rand Paul a huge pork spender. Ron Paul was a huge pork spender, loved to spend other people's money, especially on his pet projects. But what he did do, which I really liked, was he would call to audit the Fed, hashtag audit the Fed. I was a huge proponent of that, because why would you have basically a bureaucracy of unaccountable, pointed-head know-it-alls, much like the EU, for example, make economic decisions based on their economic theory instead of just the freedom and the liberty of the free market? So you have this unaccounted for, unelected bureaucracy that's completely opaque. No one really knows what's going on, but they can tank our economy, or they can artificially inflate our economy, or they can do quantitative easing, or they can raise interest rates five times in the first 5 weeks of President Trump's presidency when they didn't raise them once during the 8 years of Barack Obama. So the headline is, ex-Federal Reserve official Bill Dudley calls on Fed to manipulate economy to stymie Trump's re-election. So now we got the Fed meddling in our election outside of, Google, Facebook, and the Russians, and foreign nationals like illegal aliens. But we'll get back to this story, and guess what? The woman that married her brother, Ilhan Omar, she's being blamed for the breakup of a wife and husband, a pair out of D.C. Not very happy about that either. So we'll get back to this and more after this next break. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, and I'll be right back.
Bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Dorian will be near hurricane strength when it approaches Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is under hurricane watch and tropical storm warning and could take a direct hit from the storm on Wednesday.
This storm could be anything from a broken tropical depression all the way up to a hurricane by the time we get towards the latter part of the week.
Dennis Belchin with the National Hurricane Center. He also says,
we really are in a wait-and-see mode to see what transpires over the next few days. But the immediate concern right now is the tropical storm conditions and possible hurricane conditions.
A 63-year-old church in Philadelphia is burning as dozens of firefighters do their best to control it. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Adam Thiel has confidence in his men.
Right now, the fire is not under control. Again, still a lot of fire in the church, but we think we're going to be able to hold it at two alarms plus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-21.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of the segment.
Yep.
Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. The AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and the Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allyn Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. So register for AmpFest. What a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
And welcome back. You're listening to Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. And that was just Wayne Allyn Root talking about AmpFest. And I had no idea that was going to be the segue for this next segment, because I will be there. I'm going to be on a panel. I'm actually hosting a panel on election integrity and voter fraud. And we've got some amazing people lined up for that panel. I'm just waiting for the contracts to be signed. I will be tweeting out about the event. And you can use my link to buy your tickets. And I would love to see you at Doral. And no, it does not have bed bugs. Okay? Did you see that? I mean, how disgusting. Does the press need to just sabotage everything, even our fun? Yes, that's what the left does. They sabotage fun. And if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. So I will be there October 10th to the 12th. Good weather and good times, and it's going to be a great event. Second annual. This will be my second time going there, and the number of influencers and just the people, and like Scott Pressler, for example, is going to be there, and he's also going to be in Las Vegas. I have to say this. He's also going to be in Las Vegas. October 2nd, we are doing a huge voter registration drive, and that's really what it comes down to, okay? It's a numbers game. It's always a numbers game. And the left understands this, I think, better than anybody, as far as how they're always and constantly registering voters. You know, make sure you register voters. Vote early, vote late, vote often, and hell, we'll even get your vote when you're dead. But numbers, let's go back to the Fed. So this was the headline. Ex-Fed Reserve official Bill Dudley calls on Fed to manipulate economy to stymie Trump's election. Yes, this is election interference. Former New York Fed President Bill Dudley on Tuesday called on the Federal Reserve to manipulate the economy to stymie President Trump's reelection. Dudley made the plea in an op-ed published by Bloomberg. Dudley argued that Trump's effort to reset trade with China is hurting the economy, and that the Fed should enact policies that hinder Trump and hurt his reelection chances. Well, thanks, Bill, but no thanks, Bill. I'm not sure what president you served under, but we'll get to that probably in just a second. It goes on to say, this is from Gateway Pundit, President Trump has been fighting the Fed over rising interest rates and a too rapid pullback on quantitative easing that stifled the nation economic boom stemming from Trump's economic policies and tax cuts. Like I said, the Fed, right out of the gate, raised interest rates 5 times in 5 weeks of the Trump presidency. Not once during Barack Obama. So here's an excerpt from Dudley's op-ed. U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war with China keeps undermining the confidence of businesses and consumers, worsening the economic outlook. Actually, the economic outlook is looking pretty good, unless you're a leftist. Because if you're a leftist, then of course you want to bow to the communist Chinese. You know, this whole entire art of the deal, okay? Oh, my God, tariffs are bad, they're going to tank the economy. Well, as a matter of fact, they didn't really tank the economy. And, oh, by the way, we collected billions of dollars from these tariffs. And, on the side, President Trump does a deal at the G7, a billion-dollar deal with Japan
to buy corn. So now that the Chinese have kind of backed out and we're kind of in this trade war, right, with the Chinese because the communists are a little bit, you know, ticked. Couldn't say the other word, ticked. Because they can't use and abuse people like Joe Biden or Barack Obama. So we've got Japan now going to buy $1 billion worth of corn from our farmers, give them a little relief. And this is aligning with our WHO allies, not aligning with the communist Chinese who just happened to have a driver driving around Dianne Feinstein for 20 years, who happened to be a spy. And so here you have another leftist, I can only assume, Dudley. He said, I understand and support Fed officials' desire to remain apolitical. Okay, just let me stop for 1 second. Let me go back to China, and then we're going to go back to this. So I was telling somebody today, I often do things, as well as I think that a lot of people do things, in order to get a reaction. And so Donald Trump had basically said, you know what, China, we're tired of being smacked around. We're tired of our intellectual property being ripped off. We're tired of you building cheaper widgets and poisoning dog food. Do you remember when they poisoned the dog food and it went all over the country, right? They don't have the quality controls like we do here. So while previous presidents were making it easier for companies to offshore for cheaper labor, robbing the American worker from that ability, while government regulations was making it more expensive, okay, the Chinese were taking advantage of us. It's pretty clear. And so President Trump says, you know what, we're going to try to even out the playing field. And we want to protect our intellectual property. We want to protect our businesses. And if we have to work with Japan, we'll work with Japan. If we have to work with other countries, we'll work with other countries. But you're not going to take advantage of us anymore. And here you have China react first saying, we are not going to be bullied. And we are not going to play these crazy games by, like, an unhinged president. It was something to that effect, right? That was, like, on Monday. And I think later Monday night, or maybe this morning, because my days are, like, flowing into each other, they spun around and said, oh, we want calm. No, we want calm. We want calm. We want to negotiate. We want calm. You see that? Do you see that reaction, how quick that was? In poker, that's a tell. So it looks like China is really not the big, bad wolf that they claim themselves to be, and that they were allowed to actually grow into by the help of the Clintons, especially, and the Bidens. But nonetheless, here comes back to the leftist, Bradley. They're Dudley. I understand and support Fed officials' desire to remain apolitical, but Trump's ongoing attacks on Powell and on the institution have made that untenable. Central bank officials face a choice. Enable the Trump administration to continue down a disastrous path of our trade war escalation, or send a clear signal that if the administration does so, the president, not the Fed, will bear the risks, including the risk of losing the next election. Well, so that's the risk. That's the risk that he's willing to take. And if you heard President Trump's great press conference, did you see that yesterday on Monday? I said one thing. I've never seen a president that stops for the press more than this president does. If he's getting on the helicopter, he stops and he just talks. Sweat pouring down his face, no problem. Now, this is the second G7 conference I've watched him at, and he was taking questions long after Macron left. I think that press conference yesterday went on 2 hours. And so he's approached by a hack, what they like to call themselves journalists now, by a journalist for PBS. And I'll ask this question as I do, I think, I don't know, a couple times a year. Why are we funding PBS? Why are we doing this? We're funding the enemy. So you have this abusive, quote-unquote, journalist that had accused the president of racism. Her name is Yamichi Alcindor. So during the presser back in 2018, right after the midterm elections, this PBS hack, Yamichi Alcindor, accused President Trump of being the leader of the White Nationalist Party. Of course, the hateful anti-Trump media completely ignored this outrageous statement because, of course, Trump is a racist. Yamichi Alcindor, on the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw it as emboldening white nationalists, President Trump. I don't know why you are saying that. Such a racist, Yamichi. There are some people that say now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric. What do you think of that? What a loaded question. So see, she just wants to plant the seed. She wants to plant the narrative. Everybody thinks Trump's a racist. Everybody thinks that the GOP is white nationalists. Come on, let's just admit it, right? President Trump, why do I have the highest numbers with African Americans? You're a racist. Bingo. Flip the table. But that wasn't enough for Yamiche. So she has to come back yesterday. And she held, and President Trump held that joint press conference with Macron. And during the press conference, Yamiche says, she calls the president a liar. Now, this is on the international stage. This is during a press conference. I'm surprised she got called on. Did you notice that Jim Acosta didn't? So she basically says, Yamiche asks President Trump about his calls for Russia to rejoin the G7 and what the political impact might be and why he repeats a misleading statement that Putin outsmarted former President Obama. Well, Putin did outsmart President Obama, but Yamiche doesn't want to hear that. And so she just basically said, why are you repeating the misleading statement? Well, I don't know, Yamiche. Have you ever heard of Crimea? Unbelievable. So we'll get back to some more news, like Ilhan Omar. Yes, we're going to go there. We'll close out with the woman who married her brother. Looks like she stole something else, like someone's husband. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Back to Megan Barth, raw and unfiltered, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root every Tuesday at this hour. I open the show for him, 6 to 7 Eastern. I'm always happy to be here every single Tuesday and blessed to have this mic every chance I get. And before we went to the break, I said I was going to, well, first, you know what, let me give you the, in case you're just tuning in, let me give you the call-in number. Love to hear from you, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And before we went to the break, I was talking about how Ilhan Omar lied again. Looks like she lied again. Not only did she marry her brother, the evidence points to, which Laura Loomer actually pointed out, who's suing, by the way, Laura Loomer is suing Rashida Tlaib for $2 million for assault over a phone-grabbing incident, and she files a $2 million lawsuit against Rashida Tlaib, also part of the squad. Laura is running, I don't know what district in Florida, but she is now running for Congress. And she's actually the one, the guerrilla journalist, as I like to say it, who, you know, gets on the ground and really, not like the last PBS, quote-unquote, journalist that accused the president of racism and called him a liar. Laura is one of the very few that get on the ground and get to the bottom of a lot of things that people just aren't interested in talking about because the mainstream media is going to cover up the deceptions and the lies and the corruptions specifically of the Democrat Party. And the corruption that has followed Ilhan Omar comes way back, and we talked about this weeks ago, of the fact that we don't really even know if Omar is her last name. It seems to have been taken as relative of hers, which never was, and it came over in a wave of Somalis, like 88% of the Somalis that came over on this TPS program actually lied on their immigration papers. And so it looks like her family fell into the 88% that lied. And then it looks like she committed immigration fraud by marrying her brother. But you aren't going to hear that in the mainstream media. No one seems to be interested. But Ilhan Omar lied again. I guess if she was having an affair, like Kamala Harris,
behind the back of a doctor who happens to be the wife of a Democrat consultant. So the wife of a Democrat consultant alleges her husband engaged in an extramarital affair with freshman Rep Ilhan Omar in recent months. The New York Post, citing divorce filings obtained by the newspaper, reports Dr. Beth Jordan Minette said her husband Tim Minette admitted to having an affair with Omar in April. Dr. Minette also alleges her spouse dropped a shocking declaration of love for the far-left lawmaker and dumped her soon after. State filings submitted to the Superior Court of D.C. on Tuesday. The parties physically separated around April. Despite her husband's alleged allegations, Dr. Minette said she told him she was willing to fight for the marriage, but she claims the political consultant told her their relationship was done. The couple married about 7 years ago, and they have 13-year-old son together, and Omar's campaign has paid him in campaign funds about $230,000 in consulting fees and travel expenses to Minette's East Street group. So, hey, you know what? Maybe Omar is just looking to save some dough. I mean, she's saving about $250,000 a year by sleeping with this guy, and so why not? I mean, would you really trust, what do you expect from someone who married their brother in order to commit immigration fraud? And speaking of immigration fraud, I think, and I've said this now for, 2 years at least, that illegal immigration is going to be on the ballot. It is going to be one of the top two issues because it goes hand in hand with the economy. So the two ways that people vote, one top is with their pocketbook. Like I said, women should be voting for Trump because the economy is doing so well. We have most of the small businesses being formed under female leadership, executive leadership, ownership. And so they vote with their pocketbook, and they also vote for a leader who they can trust. Well, illegal immigration hits our pocketbooks in some studies up to the point of $165 billion, that's with a B, dollars a year. And now the Democrats are saying, well, no, we want open borders. We want that $165 billion to be like, I don't know, like $320 billion. I mean, like, why not? It's just other people's money, and we're just going to tax the hell out of the rich. And we're going to tax the hell out of the middle class in order to pay for illegal aliens' health care, which we had already done under Obamacare. But now we're going to give that health care to illegal aliens for free. And so the sanctuary provided by the Democrats aren't for American citizens. They certainly don't want to protect your pocketbooks. And they certainly don't want to protect your backyards from criminal illegal aliens. And I don't mean just the people that cross over the border for work. I mean the criminal aliens that are committing rapes and that are committing homicides and that are involved in DUIs, et cetera, just like the four northern Nevadans here that were shot within a 48-hour period by an illegal alien from Honduras who had absolutely no right to be here. So we had four deaths that were senseless. They should have never happened because the man should have never been here. Now, it's not only in Nevada. It's everywhere. And what's interesting, it's in North Carolina like a cancer. Montgomery County, fifth illegal alien arrested on rape charges in a month in sanctuary, Maryland County. Fifth. And after the fourth rape, which was an 11-year-old girl that was raped by two illegal aliens, that was just, a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Right after that, the Democrat governor of North Carolina that only won by 10,000 votes, Roy Cooper, vetoed a bill that would have forced the local authorities, enforcement authorities, to work with the federal government, otherwise known as ICE. And so four rapes wasn't enough. Now we've got five. And I guess that's not enough for the Democrats either. But what is enough is the time. We ran out of time. I gotta go. But up next is Wayne Allen Root. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and I'll be talking to you next Tuesday.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.